Now from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Thursday.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
What did you make of the job numbers?
Well, we got the dump, didn't we? Big quarterly market data dump, and it's caused a bit of a stir because, yes, the employment market has cooled, but it hasn't cooled quite as much as was forecast. So a bit of a conundrum as to how to interpret this because the numbers sort of a little bit contrary to sort of some of the sort of common wisdom or the anecdotal sort of word out there, and a little bit flying a little bit in the face of things like the SEEK job ads, which, you know, we thought the labour market might be cooling a little bit more. But here's the numbers for the record. Employment growth for the quarter, 0.4%. Now, that was above market expectations. They thought it would be 0.3, and the Reserve Bank thought we'd only get 0.2, so very small numbers, but actually double the Reserve Bank estimate. The unemployment rate is now 4%, again, slightly away from market expectations, which were at 4.3%. And you just talked about the average hourly earnings. Mm. There's another measure there, the labour cost index, which showed wage growth of 1%. Now, that was above expectations. If you look at the annual numbers on that, important point here, Mike, private sector, 3.9 for the 12 months. Public sector, 5.7. So you got all those wage awards in the public sector. You probably won't see those again in the upcoming year. But what does it all mean? Well, yeah, the unemployment rate is rising. That's expected. Growth is slowing. The economy is slowing. But if you want lower interest rate, Mike, that's part of the process. Labour market isn't as tight as it was, but hasn't cooled to the degree that was expected. Despite that, you've still added 70,000 jobs to the workforce in 2023. If we sort of reflect on the numbers, take a little step back, haven't seen the unemployment rate at 4% since June 21. So that's, you know, almost that sort of a few years ago now, isn't it? The underutilization rate, Mike, so this is 10.7%. That's people working, but they want more work. And we haven't seen that since March 2021. So just consider this, Mike. If wanting interest rate relief, the Reserve Bank recently sort of softened the implication or pushed back against the implication of that lower than expected GDP number for monetary policy. They also, when we got a lower than expected CPI number, highlighted the strength of non-tradable inflation. So in the face of a labour market not looking as weak as expected, it's very hard to see the RBNZ advocating for interest rate relief in the face of that number, right?
Give me some good news for the farmers.
Strong global dairy trade auction. We talked about that yesterday. But it's the most recent example of what's been a very strong recent trend. It's been going up since August of last year. So it prompted yesterday at least one upgrade to the forecast farm gate milk price. Our friends at Westpac, they've lifted their forecast to $7.90. Remember, Fonterra are at $7 to $8, so $7.50 is the midpoint. Farmers should like that. A key point to that is the presence of Chinese buyers at the auction, so Chinese demand could be back. That's a very positive development.
US earnings seasons, I'm looking at Alibaba disappointed.
We're a little bit disappointing. So a quick update on US earnings season. Last week or up to now, it's all been about big tech and the Magnificent Seven. Actually, if you look at share prices at the Magnificent Seven, if you ignore Tesla, which has had a bit of a shocker so far this year, they've continued to be pretty magnificent. I was interested overnight in Alibaba, another sort of lens into consumer demand and China, not so good. Lower than expected sales. That macro environment in China is challenging. So challenging for their domestic e-commerce business. So they missed expectations. Pre-market, I don't know what's going on. The share price went up 5%, but it's reversed. It's now down 6%. It's a Chinese company, but it does have a presence on the US exchange. And say that's down 6%. They are buying back some of their shares. That should help stabilize their share price.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, so right now the Dow Jones is up 162 points, 38,683. That's up about 0.4%. The S&P 500 is up 0.75%, 4991, still flirting with that 5,000 mark. The NASDAQ, 15,738. It's up 0.83%, 129 points up at the moment. Europe was weaker overnight, FTSE 100. It was down 0.7%, 7626. The Nikkei fell 40 points. 36,119. The Chinese share market continued its little bounce back. It's having up 1.44% on the Shanghai Composite 2829 there. The ASX 200 gained 0.45% yesterday. 7615 was the close there. And we gained 23 points in the NZX 50, 11,952. Kiwi dollar was a bit stronger after those those unemployment numbers yesterday, 0.6107 against the US dollar. But against the Aussie, we're sort of pushing back towards 94 cents, 0.9365, 0.5671 against the euro, 0.4838 against the pound, 90.42 Japanese yen is what you'll get for a dollar. Gold still sort of stable at $2,038, and Brent crude still under $80, $79 a barrel for Brent crude.
Good stuff, mate. I'll catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.